A few years ago, I came across Sean Franklin through a mutual friend, Elwood, in San Luis Obispo. Elwood, Sean, and I all share kind of a fascination with the residents. Their recorded output includes a number of records which have a sort of esoteric and collectible quality to them, something that Sean and I are both drawn to. My own personal interest is in seeing some of these recordings by bands that are long gone at this point and only released on vinyl, get their material archived in such a way that we can have future generations have access to good quality recordings by these people. The first artist that we approached on this was The Decays down in Long Beach, released their CD, Hornets, on the Mindseer label. Forced Exposure picked it up and it sold quite well, and Sean became interested in releasing a Scallions vinyl edition through Mindseer. I'd heard some of Sean's material before through Elwood and found it quite good. So the two of us got together, and I flew out to, guess it's Massachusetts. I don't know the East Coast very well. I can't remember exactly where. I think it's Mass. And we met up in a little coffee shop and discussed the release of the Scallions LP. And that went quite well as well. We did a limited packaging, just like we had done with the Decays record. Came out really good. The limited editions of both of those records sold out very quickly. The more extended editions have been more difficult to get out due to distribution issues. The music industry has kind of become an interesting thing over the past 5 years that we've been involved with it. Hard copies, especially digital, have been steadily declining, and as a result, distributors really don't want to pick anybody up anymore. And since we didn't have any distributor other than Forced Exposure, which is kind of a master distributor, we really had a very difficult time getting the material out. So the next challenge for Mindseer is to find a good distribution channel to get this material out, either piggybacking on someone else's distribution or piggybacking on someone else's record label, possibly. But the amount of exploration that's taking place on the web these days is leading me to conclude that there's probably a good future for reissue out there of stuff that's just very, very esoteric and hard to pick up. Even though the tracks are available digitally, it's hard to find out any information on the artist, and that's the glory of LPs and CDs, is that you can put little booklets with them, and the booklets contain a good deal of information about personnel and links to other bands and just the kind of information that collectors are interested in. And really, I think what Sean and I and other people associated with this label are interested in is getting material that is of interest to collectors into the hands of collectors in a beautiful and appealing way to a collector by making extremely limited recordings and doing a really beautiful job on the packaging.